tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. God is doing awesome things all week. We got two big time word this week to meditate in. Nevertheless, even now. That's two big time word, man. What is your situation? Nevertheless, I'm going to have a word. I'm going by the word of God. It looked bleak. Nevertheless, I'm going by what God says. It looked like nothing going to work. Even now, it's never too late. Even now, it's never too late. Even now, it's never too late. Your brother will rise again. Your brother coming back, it's never too late. Your brother will rise again. I love those words, Diane. Go ahead this morning.
The third phrase, are you ready? It is two powerful words, and suddenly.
Yeah.
So, nevertheless, at your word, but even now, I know, and end suddenly.
Oh, man.
So, Peter had an end suddenly moment, a but even now moment, and a nevertheless moment when he had allowed Jesus to come into his empty boat, when he allowed Jesus to come into his situation, when he partook of the ministry of the teaching of Jesus, and then he responded to the word that was directly to him when he was told by Jesus, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, this is in Luke chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, but Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man. For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. And so also were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, Do not be afraid. From now on, you will catch men. So when they had brought their boats to land, they forsook all and followed him. So he definitely, Peter and his partners, they definitely had an end suddenly moment. They were in great disappointment. They were in great lack. They had toiled all night. They were out there fishing, trying to make a living, and they had came up empty. And they had an end suddenly moment. They didn't have an expectation that now, the next day, that they were going to have such a great catch, so much to fill both of their boats, so much to cause the boat to begin to sink. They didn't think that this was going to be the next thing that was going to happen for them when they had toiled all night, when they were disappointed, when they were washing their nets, when they were trying to come up with their story, when they went home to their wife and their family of how they were out all night but came home empty-handed. This was an end suddenly moment, and it came after a process. Peter responded to a nevertheless opportunity at the word of God. He did what looked like wasn't working before, but he did it under the direction of Jesus. He had a but even now. I will do it even now. Even though it didn't work last night, even though I'm tired, but even now I will respond to your word. They were in the boat together. He heard the teaching. He saw the reaction of the multitudes. He saw that Jesus was successful. He saw that people were pressing, the multitude was pressing into them, that he had something good to give. He saw that others were moved by it, and he followed it. He has this end suddenly moment, and they are astonished now at the great catch which they had taken in. So now they make a decision as they bring their boats to the land to forsake all and to follow him.
And that's everything that we look that when we start to study the word of God. Think about this. Make your day count, family. When we study the word of God and we start to get example of how it work, how God work, how not how men say he work, but how the Bible say God work. Because the way of God is what? Perfect. And it's without shadow of turning. There is no, you know, my way and your way. The only way is God's way. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. So there's no other truth but him. And this is clear. This is clear. I want to talk to Make Your Day Count family this morning. It is absolutely clear. Jesus make it clear. I am the way. That means there's no other way. You don't look for another way. He is the way. He says, I am the truth. Don't look for some other truth. He is the truth. So when we, if we believe that, if we just believe just those two phrases, I am the way, I am the truth. Then he is the word. And the word, Diane, is the way. And the word is the truth. So we can follow it on this morning. We can go by it. So whatever he say, all I have to do is to do it. I don't need to question it or try to analyze it or to put some theological spin in it. Mary teach us that at the wedding then. At the feast, at the wedding feast. If you want to see a hand sudden, then do what he said. If you want to see a hand suddenly change, then just do what he says. Mary says, now you don't have wine. You want wine? You'll get wine based upon this condition. Whatsoever Jesus said, do it.
And it looked like he wasn't going to do it. Because right, when she told Jesus that they were out of wine, he said, woman, what does this concern
me
have to do with
me?
But she just gave them a heads up. Hey, whatever he say,
do it.
Even though it don't sound like he's going to do it right now, even though it doesn't sound like he wants to be bothered with it right now, but whatever he says to you, do it. And this is in John chapter 2, starting at verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine. Jesus said to her, woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has yet not come. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. So don't go by what it looks like. Don't go by what it sounds like. Just be ready. When he say, do it.
You want to see an suddenly in your life? Then whatever he says, do it. Let me show you. The and sudden. But you have to do it. Acts chapter 1. You just read Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2 will never happen if Peter and the disciple never do Acts chapter 1. Look in Acts chapter 1 verse 4.
And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me.
Yes. Go what? He says, don't depart from where?
Jerusalem.
But they should what?
But wait
for
the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me.
You got my word. At my word. Nevertheless, at your word, we heard the word about the promise of the Holy Spirit that is going to come. Can you do it? If they're going to see it, they have to what?
Do it. And if you have a Bible that shows the words of Jesus in red, they're saying what Jesus said,
yes,
because the words are in red. They,
yes,
said, for he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Yes.
You're so they're going, at his word.
At his word. At his word. You want the experience of the Holy Spirit? Then you have to wait in Jerusalem for it.
Hmm.
You want to have a boat full of fish? Then you got to go out in the deep and do it. You have to do it. You got the word. Whatever we need from God, it's require us doing something to receive it. Whatever God is going to do in our life, it's going to require us getting what his instruction and do it.
Verse 7, it says, and he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority.
Yeah.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. So you don't got to know every detail.
Yeah.
Just be obedient.
Right.
And, you know, we as parents, a lot of times we tell our children to do something. And if they want to come back and they want to question it and they want to know, well, if is this, is that, you know, you already know what you're going to do. And you don't feel like explaining it. You're just asking them to do the one thing that you asked them to do, and you already know what you have in store. If it's taking them here, or if it's doing this, if it's spending this time, whatever it is, you already know what you're about to do. All you want them to do is what you asked them to do.
And then when we see that in Acts chapter 1, they were up in Jerusalem waiting. Oh, they were doing exactly what they were told to do. They were there waiting, believing for the promise. And they have no timetable. That, as you read into this thing here, there was no set time. That, okay, you know, like we're doing something, we have a set time. It's going to be Friday. So, we have to wait Monday to Friday, so you can wait it out, because you know Friday is the end. And there ain't no set time here. They just say, oh, go wait until you receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. It could be 10 years. There was no set time on it. But they were what? Obedient. Mm-hmm. And while they were there, then that's what we call and suddenly. That's right.
Acts chapter 2, verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Yes.
Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. So an end suddenly moment happened. And who's there? Peter.
Peter.
So when it was told unto him in the boat that you're going to become fishers
of
men,
he is
now fisher of men. And it happened over the process of time.
This was his sudden moment.
Nevertheless, at God's word. Because Peter, he made a couple mistakes between that chapter to this chapter.
Yeah,
but nevertheless, at the word of God, he said, I will make you if you follow me.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.